The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because you know what comes next? We've got an exciting show for you. So scoot up closer to the radio or turn up the volume, or if you're in the car, well, you know, listen up. Because here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and so grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And let us say that's the broad spectrum in a whole lot of different ways. Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway has wonderful products for you. Exciting, terrific proteins and vitamins and combinations you can't even get elsewhere with terrific prices. And our affiliation right there is with the fabulous Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. And that's really where I merely meant the word broad spectrum, because broth, it doesn't cover it all. It's every kind of wonderful food, beautifully organic, wonderfully wholesome, terrific variations in all ways. Whatever your choice is in the field of whether it's vegan or vegetarian, or you want wild fish or organic chicken or meat, whatever, it's all of those things are available for you. And we are endlessly, wondrously, and truthfully very grateful to the local organic Maui farmers. Every day we get the fresh organic produce brought in, and they're incorporated into all of our different recipes and the high concentration juices of these wonderful vegetables.
And we got a juice day.
We got a juice day.
Every day's juice day. So we got a Wednesday juice day.
And here's our story about that. It's really exciting and incredible because Den and I have our vegetable juices every single day. And the difference in life is incredible. Every Wednesday, this is the truth here, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Nora, our new juice director at Alive and Well.
What a title.
Juice director.
All the career choices one could ever have, right? You could be president of this company. You could be director of that company. You could be a star on Broadway.
Yes, she's a star at Alive and Well.
Okay. She's the juice lady of the world.
She is. Well, it's the truth, and she has a terrific spirit. Alive and Well, we are sampling our fresh, nourishing, wonderful juices and smoothies. Our juices are full of organic ingredients, and they give you the energy to get through your day. Absolutely, and just everything. And you are also sample our delicious smoothies every Wednesday from 11 to 2 p.m., and that's all freely given to
There's
you.
There's no charge.
No charge, zero charge.
Just slurp
Come
up.
Over. Everybody loves it. Experience the wondrous organic juices and smoothies. You'll just absolutely love it terrifically. And we're so happy to be offering this. It's beautiful, it's wonderful, it's terrific. And you can ask, she's there also, our juice director, so you can ask her a zillion questions about
Absolutely.
Things like that. Because she's written books all about what juices can do for you, okay? And let us start by saying that, Dennis and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be doctors. We don't put people on medications or take them off doctors' area, but we love to share great information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. Don't we love to share that?
And do we love to share it? It's the mainstay of our whole being, because we depend on the holistic physicians who deal with nutrients.
That's right.
Nutrients, which have been proven to rebuild cellular life. You are a big conglomeration of, beautiful as you are, of invisible cells.
Isn't that beautiful?
And when you feed those cells, you have exuberant, energetic, vibrant life.
And I think that Den is going to share right now about his contact with a doctor that gave him exuberant, energetic life. Okay, he did something for his feet.
Well, okay. I should say.
Yes, you should say, especially, I want to hear this.
Well,
I want to hear it.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm trying.
Spit it out. Spit it out. What's up, Doc?
I almost felt like dancing.
But something happened.
I almost felt like, after seeing the doctor.
And he took off the calluses, right?
Are you telling the story?
Oh, but I was just so excited when you told me.
Oh,
go ahead. Tell me.
Maybe you'd like to tell it.
No, you go ahead.
Well, I've had a big rock in my shoe for years.
Don't call it Mona. Okay? You can't say it's Mona.
You're a pain somewhere else in my anatomy,
oh.
Okay?
Oh, Gary, don't you know when to turn off that mic? Smoke. Go ahead.
So I finally bit the bullet and decided to have it removed, okay? It being a major callus on the ball of my left foot for years. And it suddenly appeared from, I don't know why, but I tried all kinds of things to get rid of it. Finally, I decided to have it trimmed, cut, sliced, removed. So I called Dr.
And we'll talk about, I want to tell the names of those doctors first. Wasn't that, because after you did this, after you had that cut off, you felt like, what did you feel like doing?
Well, you're putting me on the spot now. I feel you're pushing me into the corner.
You felt like dancing, you told me.
I felt like dancing.
You said that to me. You came home, I feel like dancing now.
Yeah,
once it was removed, I feel like, so I assume, and I've looked for this for many years, that it was Dr. Fred Astaire or Dr. Gene Kelly. I know it was one of those two doctors that came and took off that callus because they know that Mona's prayed for many years that you would dance with me.
Well, I tried the Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire anti-callus dancing shoes.
Oh, the shoes.
Okay. And it was with all respect to the genius of those two performers.
Yes.
It didn't work for Den.
So, right. But it could have been the spirit then of Dr. Fred Astaire and Dr. Gene Kelly. And
well, that's what I've had my whole life. But when I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
Don't ask me, right? So that was a song you took to heart, right? I won't dance.
Well,
we heard it, you know. Okay. Well,
other things are going on in my mind when I hold you in my arms besides dancing.
I think this is a show about nutrition. So
yes,
tell me, if it wasn't Dr. Fred Astaire or Dr. Gene Kelly, except for their spirits, go right ahead.
You want to know the name of the doctor?
Yeah, who was it?
He's Dr. Birch. Dr. Douglas Birch, and he's at the Island Foot and Ankle Specialist.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you know, when you just said that, oh, that's beautiful. And he doesn't know where we've mentioned that, but he just has to be mentioned because of the good thing that he did. And you know, I didn't know his name, but when you say birch, right away I thought of those magnificent birch trees that you know, in Connecticut and all, when we used to live there, we used to love to go driving and see them climbing up to the sky. So that procedure, very simple and non-invasive, made you feel like dancing.
Delightful.
Gene Kelly and Fred Astaire, thank you so much.
I've got their dancing shoes on, but I still have that block about dancing, okay?
Yeah, no.
Because
we're not allowing that, and then on we go, and onward and upward,
Onward and upward?
Yes, onward and upward.
Because when I hold you in my arms, I won't dance.
Okay, so let's, we often talk, and we have a big article to touch on this theme again, this week, and just this week, on the news, on television, on the news, and Gary had seen it too, and it was on the news, this was big news, and they were saying right there, printing right out there, that the news, there was a Lunchables, that was a snacky chewy that kids
That's
eat a lot.
That's the name of the product, Lunchables.
Lunchables was found to contain high lead levels.
Uh-huh.
It's extremely toxic, and Consumer Reports also printed that up, and in their report they said there are no safe levels of lead, especially for children, and this is a major snack for children. Others may eat it too.
Yeah.
Lunchables. But that seemed to go right along. High, not just lead, high, not just trace, lead levels. Extremely toxic compound in a chewable. The snacky chewies that you often speak against, and it's interesting.
Well, processed foods. Honey, let me just, at the risk of being redundant, there are 60,000 chemicals allowed in our environment. And where do they end up? In our water and in our crops.
Right.
Where do they end up? In your belly.
Right.
But they're safe, says the Department of Agriculture. They're safe levels, says the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the FDA and all the government bureaucrats.
Yes.
They're safe. Well, folks, holistic physicians say just the opposite.
Right.
They're not safe. It's a compilation of all of those things which degrade the quality of the food, reduce the nutrient content of the crops that you're growing so that it's 90% less nutritious, bite for bite, than it was 60 years ago when I was a little boy.
Right. And it's interesting
60 years
that
ago,
it comes out right
that.
Now because a very famous and wonderful doctor, Dr. Russell Blaylock, M.D., has just reported, and he wrote this down, it's out there, okay, and he was talking about how he touched on how older people are concerned about developing neurodegenerative disease such as Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, ALS, all of which have increased dramatically. The horrible conditions, he says, are coming in much younger age groups. They all used to be considered diseases that only elderly. Now, he says, it's not anymore. And he touches on the very same topic about this toxic chemical. Dangerous substances are all around us, he says. And Dr. Blaylock says, I've written before that during my period of residency, ALS was a very rare disease.
Amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Yeah.
Scars in your brain.
And all over the neurological
yeah.
system. That's absolutely. Unfortunately, this truly horrifying condition has increased rapidly and is noted to occur in a much younger age group than ever before. And he says the suspects for this increase, all of which are environmental, pesticides, herbicides and fungicides, as well as toxic metals, says the doctors, including lead, mercury, aluminum. Just exactly what we thought here about the lead exposure.
Part of the 60,000 increased chemicals and metals in our environment.
Oh, that's right. All of these substances have increased significantly in the environment over the last century, but especially, he says, in the last several decades, a couple of 20 years. But for insurance, many homes get regular termite, pest control treatments, golf courses, green areas treated with powerful herbicides to kill plant species. All of these chemicals are used by the ton in farming. People consume vegetables that contain them if they don't eat organic foods. And these agrochemicals are systemic. They actually are taken up by the plant and can't be washed off. Chemical varnishes and waxes. One study found that eating organic food for just 2 weeks reduced the level of these harmful chemicals in a person's blood by more than 90%.
Right.
Have we heard
so
that?
So if all those chemicals this doctor's just talking about, as I mentioned earlier, where do they end up? They're sprayed into the soil. They're sprayed into the air. They're sprayed and all these things come to the ground and to the water. And who ends up eating them? Well, the insects and the bad guys, yes, and they're killed off. But who else eats them? You eat them. I eat them. If it's not organic, They're in our food. They're a composite part of every cell of every plant that's ever grown.
That's right. And he says, another recent report focused on trichloroethylene, a chemical used in the dry cleaning industry that increases the risk of developing Parkinson's by 500%. And he goes on and on and on. Marine Service members who were stationed at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, between 1975 and 85, were exposed to this chemical in the water supply, and as a result, experienced a 70% greater risk of developing Parkinson's. And he goes on, citing the clinical trials that have backed that up. And he talks about how aluminum is so toxic, certain antacids consumed by people. These people have experienced seizures, confusion, and dementia. Antacids.
True.
We've talked about that. Millions have taken these aluminum-containing antacids for years to relieve stomach problems. Studies of people who did so demonstrated brain degeneration as occurs in Alzheimer's disease. And this accumulation goes on and on and on. And could you please talk about the antacids?
Yeah. The antacids are there because you have insufficient acid in your stomach. Doctors say if you have the acid burning in your esophagus, in your throat, they say you've got too much acid. Take this antacid drug and that'll stop the burning in your throat and your chest, which it does. Thank God it gives you the relief. But that's not the cause of the problem. The problem isn't because you have too much acid in your stomach. You have too much acid in your esophagus. How does that happen? Well, the stomach is designed and the esophagus is designed to deal with acid in the stomach. And there's a little sphincter muscle leading from the bottom of the esophagus that leads into the stomach. And when you swallow your food, that little valve, the esophageal valve, opens up and lets the contents of your esophagus go into your stomach. And then the acid level is high in the stomach. And so the little sphincter muscle is responsive to that high acid. And it squeezes tight shut between swallows. And it won't let the acid come up your esophagus and give you cancer. So the doctor is partially right, say holistic physicians, that you have too much acid in your esophagus. Insufficient acid in your stomach.
Right.
If it's sufficient in the stomach, it doesn't come up your esophagus. When you're 8 years old, when you're 20 years old, it doesn't come up your esophagus. When you're 50 years old, look out, folks, because what do holistic physicians say? By the time you're 55, you've lost 70% of the efficiency of your digestion, of your food, because you don't make the concentration of enzymes and hydrochloric acid you made when you were younger. So the lack of concentration of hydrochloric acid and enzymes, the sphincter muscle doesn't squeeze tight. And where does that acid go? Up your esophagus.
Yes. And
Well, the solution, say holistic physicians, is not to take the drug, but to take digestive enzymes.
Exactly.
Restore the environment of your stomach what it was when you were 6, when you were 12, when you were 18, when you were 25. But by the time you're 55, they say, you just don't have it anymore.
Right. And you know, all of this is medically by David Brownstein, MD, along with Jonathan Wright, MD, writing about drugs that don't work and natural therapies that do. And one of their major concentration is just what you said, Dan, because they talk about Big Pharma, this is their quote exactly, began to promote the idea that stomach acid is bad for you shortly after they developed a plethora, that means a huge amount of pills, to reduce the production of stomach acid. If you walk into your local pharmacy or grocery store, say the doctors, the antacid section in these stores is enormous. There are shelves and shelves of antacid medications, as the doctors say. Over-the-counter medications that neutralize stomach acids, Alka-Seltzer, Mylanta, Maalox, the older medications, decreased acid production, Tagamet, Axid, Zantac, Pepcid, and goes on and on with Nexium, Acivit, Prevacid, on and on. And then the doctors say, and they quote the clinical trials, you do need adequate amounts of stomach acid. They talk to you, Dan? A deficiency of stomach acid results in multiple digestive problems, vitamin and mineral deficiencies, and a downward spiral in your health. All health begins and ends in the gastrointestinal tract. If we cannot properly digest and absorb nutrients from our food, we set the stage for an imbalanced immune system and the onset and progression of chronic illness. They go on and on to say H. pylori is a pathogenic, a deadly bacteria found in stomach infections. And it says that H. pylori is not associated with too much stomach acid. It is associated with too little.
That's right.
Just like you've said.
All the beneficial bacteria of your intestines are dependent upon digestion of your food.
That's exactly
your digestion
right.
of the food is dependent upon hydrochloric acid and elevated enzymes.
Right. And just like they say here, for the long-term proton pump inhibitors inevitably lead to serious adverse effects and serious infections. The benefits of maintaining adequate stomach acid are stated in Why Stomach Acid is Good for You by Jonathan Wright, MD. And could you read this page? What are the consequences of low stomach acid, say the doctors?
Oh, boy.
Right
okay.
there. Okay? Right there, my dear. Okay.
Here we
low
go,
stomach acid.
Word for word, just as the doctor wrote it. As previously...
Right, you go right ahead.
Thank you.
Thank you, Don.
As previously mentioned, low stomach acid is associated with an increase in gastric cancer and in colon cancer and H. pylori infections and pernicious anemia.
Deadly anemia, pernicious means yeah. deadly anemia.
In addition, says the doctor, proper amounts of hydrochloric acid in the stomach are necessary for vitamin and mineral absorption, digestion and absorption. That's what it's all about. Vitamin B12 deficiency is rampant in our modern society. B12 deficiency is associated with a host of ailments, including fatigue, fibromyalgia, hip fractures, chronic fatigue, glossitis, swollen tongue, and anemia, says the doctor. In addition, vitamin B12 deficiency is associated with many neurological disorders,
right,
such as depression and confusion and dementia and difficulty maintaining balance.
Right, and
it goes on and on and on
about
how important.
But again, he wrote a whole book.
How important the digestive process is. And like most everything else in life, as you get older, getting older is not a regeneration procedure. It's a slow degeneration of life. And one of the major contributors to the more rapid degeneration is inability to digest the food that
That's
you
right.
eat and absorb and utilize the nutrients that are in that food.
Right, just like you've said. The doctors say here that one of the main reasons the stomach produces this acid is to kill the bacteria and other pathogenic, that's deadly, organisms in our food or in our intake. Adequate stomach acid production will not allow, they say, toxic bacteria to colonize our gastrointestinal
tract.
That's
right.
And you know... Do you know how many times we've heard about C. difficile, C, that's a, that like
sure,
the letter C with a point, difficile infection.
Right.
That's a very deadly, and low stomach acid. C. difficile is a bacterium, they say, that can infect the colon and cause severe diarrhea. It causes over 3 million cases of diarrhea and colitis each year in the United States. C. difficile infections used to primarily be seen in hospitalized patients on IV antibiotics. Antibiotics kill normal intestinal flora as well as pathogenic bacteria. They're telling you that's not the answer.
You got constipation? Do you happen to be taking an antibiotic? Because antibiotics are registered to kill certain bacteria. What bacteria do they always kill? The beneficial bacteria in your guts.
Right.
The digestive bacteria, the life-creating bacteria, the bowel movement bacteria, all of those things are neutralized by...
By?
By the drugs you're taking.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And, you know, and he's in tremendous support I though they may not have heard you speaking, they're quoting the clinical trials. Again, the doctor's reading from them.
I don't make this stuff up.
No, of course you don't.
Whatever comes out of my mouth regarding nutrition is what holistic physicians have been talking about for the past 60 years.
Yeah, and they give you all the background here. With all, again, all the clinical trials cited for every statement. Mm-hmm. Since the introduction of powerful antacid medication, say the doctor, there has been a dramatic upward trend of C. difficile infections. Estimates are that from 225,000 to 500,000 new cases of C. difficile infections are occurring each year annually.
And all they got to do is take Super Digestion.
Study found that there was a 290% increase in C. difficile in people who take proton pump inhibitors such as Nexium.
Right.
Listed. Same study found a 200% increase in C. difficile infection in those taking Zantac, Pepcid, Axit, and other H2
all
blockers.
All the antacid drugs, every one of them.
And the reason, say, Dr. Jonathan Wright and Dr. David Brownstein, we are seeing such a dramatic increase in C. difficile is clear. It is due to the use of powerful antacid medications. Acid blockers change the pH. That's the, what is the pH?
The acid level of the blood.
That's right, of the stomach. The highly acid environment of the stomach not only serves the purpose of digesting the food and absorbing mineral, it kills bacteria, yeast, and parasites that we may ingest. Boy, oh boy, dear. And he goes on and on. Candida is a main thing. You know, so many people are very worried about yeast. I have yeast.
Oh, yeah.
How do I stop the yeast? I feel like, you know, vaginal yeast and this kind of yeast and all the side effects of yeast. And he goes on. They go on and again list of clinical trials. And he says yeast and candida overgrowth are found to be connected to low stomach acid levels, okay? And inadequate protein digestion, which is critical for all our muscle
digestion,
building.
Digestion, inadequate protein digestion.
That's right.
Okay, you can eat all the protein in the world. If you're not going to digest it, it's going to rot. It's going to create putrefactive bacteria. The digestive process is one of breaking down this. Again, when you eat something, you're eating an egg or a meat or fish or vegetables, whatever it might be. But there are cells, invisible cells, in each of those items that you're eating. Those invisible cells, you don't recognize them because you can't see them. But when you eat the meat or the food item, the stomach breaks down that item into the cells. And the cells are then absorbed through 15 feet of small intestine and 10 feet of large intestine, and they deliver those invisible cells to all of your cells in your body, and that the combination of the new cells with your cells creates a new cellular life, a new muscle, a new brain, a new heart function, whatever it might be. But it's all cellular. The cells have to be broken down first by hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes, then they have to be absorbed and utilized by your own body's cells through the blood. It's magic. It is pure magic what goes on. It's a miracle what goes on with every swallow of food if you have the enzymes and the acids to deal with what you're swallowing.
Right, and they go on with clinical trials showing that low stomach acid causes hypothyroidism.
Yeah.
A lot of people are concerned about that because that's so much to do with energy levels, etc. And so the doctor says, okay, it decreases thyroid hormone absorption by 25%. He says, the doctor, I have no doubt the tremendous amount of thyroid illness in the U.S. is being driven by the overuse of antacids and the acid-blocking drugs, he goes on. And then he summarizes, and all the zillion clinical trials right next to this. The conditions that are associated with low stomach acid. Can you read this block right here of the conditions associated with low stomach acid?
All right, baby.
In the big block.
Okay.
Say the doctors and the clinical trials.
All right, here goes, folks, just as the doctors wrote it. The conditions associated with low stomach acid are acne.
I never would have thought of that.
No.
Never thought of that. This was a revelation to me.
And acne rosacea.
which is that flaming red rash around the face.
Because you're not getting the, you're getting putrefactive bacteria.
That attack getting, the skin. That's right.
Right.
That's right. Good point.
So then allergies.
Oh, wow. And that I live with my whole life.
And asthma.
And which I grew up with, yes.
How about Hashimoto disease? How about Graves' disease? How about lupus erythematosus?
And I was diagnosed with that.
How about rheumatoid arthritis?
Right,
how about eczema? How about hives? How about gallbladder disorders, gallstones and gall infections, and leaky gut? All of these things are due to what? Bad digestion.
Right.
Why do you have bad digestion? Well, it's a combination of the junk that you're eating, the processed foods, and the fact that you may not be 18 years old.
And also you may be taking those terrible acid blockers every time
a
food bothers you, and you stop your body from digesting anything.
My dad, bless his heart, he worked like a horse all day long. He'd come home and have a wonderful meal and complain about the gas and the burning and the farting and the misery and the pushing back and forth. And he'd end up taking, in those days, they had a product called Bromo-Seltzer.
Yes.
Bromo-Seltzer was a powder of sorts, which you put in a little bit into a glass, and you pour another glass full of water or partial glass full of water in on the powder. It would start to fizz and foam up, and then you pour it back and forth and back and forth, and you get a glass full of foam, and he would drink that stuff and try to get some relief. Then came Alka-Seltzer, which is more convenient, which is a little tablet, which also neutralizes stomach acid.
Yep.
So he did that. And then he was always using, he had little pockets in his pockets. He had little rolls of Rolaids and Tums and Jellicil and things of this sort, all to reduce the acid. Well, the problem wasn't he had too much stomach acid. He had too much esophageal acid.
Reflux.
No stomach acid means that you're not digesting your food. So where does the acid go? Up your esophagus. So trying to neutralize his stomach acid with drugs didn't ever work for dear old dad. But you can get around that, say holistic physicians, by using digestive enzymes. Super digestazyme.
With the right amount, yes, right.
Which is a combination of the right amounts of enzymes, digestive enzymes, and some hydrochloric acid, which does what? Increases the acid level of your stomach, which causes what? The esophageal sphincter, the opening of the esophagus into the stomach, to squeeze tight between swallows so the acid doesn't come up your esophagus and give you throat cancer. It's just that simple.
Is that the whole list, my dear? Yeah, but I'm sure that's, you know, all, just like they say, leaky gut, migraines, and all of that, gallbladder, yes, all of these
maldigestion,
associated.
Bad digestion.
And then at the very end of the chapter, the doctors have here, oh my gosh, like 50, it's pages and pages, small print of all the medical clinical trials proving every single thing that they've said.
Yeah.
Every single thing, okay? We
well,
could talk all day just mentioning that, all right? And you know what's important? What's important is in a magazine by top doctors, including Oz and other ones like it, and Heart, I'm an MD, okay? American Heart Association. They're listening. This is what they list: 1 in 8 adults, at least over 50, are addicted to junk food. A University of Michigan survey found that 1 in 8 Americans over the age of 50 show signs of severe addiction to highly processed foods, addiction. And the percentage is much higher among women. Hello, is it because men are reporting this? I'll get back to what they have to say.
Sexism.
I won't say about what
sexism,
I'm saying.
Sexism.
Okay. And the percentage is much higher, they say, among women, especially women in their 50s and 60s. It was also higher in older adults who say they are overweight, lonely, or in poor physical or mental health. And this is the quote. The word addiction may seem strong when it comes to food, but research has shown, say that this is the doctor, that our brains respond as strongly to highly processed foods, especially those highest in sugar, simple starches, as they do to tobacco, alcohol, and other addictive substances, says Ashley Gerhardt, PhD, professor of psychology at the University of Michigan, who developed the questionnaire used in the poll.
And what did she say? Here. The addiction to sugar.
That's right. And then this is even reinforced. Another quote, junk food cravings represent a major public health hazard, notes Jacob Teitelbaum, very important guy, MD, a board-certified internist and author of The Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction. And he says, sugar is the major contributor to heart attacks, stroke, cancer, and diabetes, he
and
says.
And dementia.
These are the major causes of death in the U.S., says Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, MD.
And what does the U.S. Department of Agriculture say? And what does the U.S. Food and Drug Administration say? And what does the Centers for Disease Control say? Don't worry about it. It's no big deal.
Oh, good.
You don't want to eat sugar? Don't eat sugar. But the sugar in your food makes it taste better. It gives it a better texture, a better feeling. Well, folks, it's called addiction. Wine does the same thing. Vodka does the same thing. Smoking does the same similar thing. All the things that really are toxic to your system are feeling so good.
You know, and then
eat the real food.
That's
eat the real nutrients. Take the real vitamins, which create life. The vitamins are there to create life, cellular life. And you are a conglomeration of invisible cells. They all need life. And you get it from the food. As Hippocrates said, you know, old Hippocrates.
He was no hypocrite, right?
He's no hypocrite. He's several thousand years old.
Father of modern medicine,
He's considered the father of modern medicine, right. But he said years and years and years and years ago, let food be your medicine. Well, food in those days had nutrient content. Food as it's harvested today is 90% less nutrients, bite for bite, says the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Yes. And here's a doctor report. Mind health, they call it, the mind health diet, okay? And this is all doctors and certified clinical trials. We all know that a good diet is important for heart health. Fast foods, they say, processed foods, and sweets have all been associated with obesity, high blood pressure, and heart attacks. But we are just starting to understand how important a healthy diet is for maintaining the health of your brain. In fact, medical studies show that a mind-healthy diet increases the size of your brain, improves your thinking and memory skills, and even reduces your risk for all forms of dementia in old age.
You know something? You haven't called me fathead in quite a while. And that's it. I resent the neglect.
The neglect of the fat head?
Yes.
I've been more focused on your feet. I have to say that. Fat feet. I'm saying if you can't move your feet and you're not going to dance, so okay, I haven't been that focused on your brain. My brain has been focused on your feet.
Well, your brain maybe isn't as fat as it ought to be.
Okay.
Because the fat...
I take loads of our super pure omega-3 fish
atta
oil.
Girl.
All right, there you go. Okay.
And butter and...
And so what if I'm 39?
Avocado oil.
Okay.
And coconut oil.
Oh, definitely.
And extra virgin first press organic.
Yeah, that's right. Always organic.
Olive oil. Okay.
Fanatic organic.
That's the idea, because the fat content of the brain is supposed to be and is...
50 to 60%, at least 60%. The brain is a fat, fat head, okay?
And that's why they say use the super pure omega-3 fish oils,
that's
because your brain isn't as fat as it ought to be. And by using the super pure omega-3 fish oils, you restore the proper, excellent lubrication of every cell in your brain.
Right,
And your eyes.
And you know, the head of Cleveland Clinic was stating, he said, and he was 50, that's a lot younger than we are, but he was 50, he said, I use my super pure fish oils every single day because brain shrinks by 50. And he said, I don't want my brain shrinking.
That's right.
And that makes up at least 60%. Of my brain, and I got to take that. It's the most important thing, made up of those fatty acids that comprise that amount of the brain tissue.
That's it, baby.
And here, the birth of the mind diet, they say here, according to the American Psychological Association, cognition, that's mental awareness, is all forms of knowing and awareness, they say, such as perceiving, conceiving, remembering, reasoning, judging, imagining, and problem solving. Cognitive health involves retaining or improving these skills. I know, I get it. Cognitive decline means losing them. And researchers now believe that healthy lifestyle choices, okay, can slow or prevent all the serious diseases and cognitive loss. The what they call the mind diet includes food with ingredients that are believed to tamp down inflammation.
Got it.
I'm going to get you talking about that in a minute. Okay. Enhance
blood flow. What creates
the
fire? What increases the inflammation?
Sugar. Like what they say.
Refined carbohydrates.
Enhance blood flow and improve the body's ability to repair and maintain tissues. Now, listen to another doctor here. That helps maintain the blood supply to neurons and glial cells. We use the thing, says Owen Carmichael, PhD, professor and director of Louisiana State University Biomedical Research Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So they go on the original 2015 study that shows that this kind of diet slows cognitive decline, published in the Alzheimer's Disease Association journal, Alzheimer's and Dementia. Researchers' team worked on it, noted dementia was and still is the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S. Okay, so the prevention, they say, is key. And what they make...
And what is the prevention they talk about?
Yeah, that's what they talk about that... Okay... They talk about how important it is to have even a good quality butter to do that, okay? All right? And then he said...
But butter's going to give you cholesterol. Butter's going to kill you.
No. They say it's important to actually include that. That's a good thing. And get rid of take a whole lot of servings of vegetables and organic nuts and all of those, and wild fish, olive oil, organically raised, all of these. Just what we talk about. How does this mind diet improve your brain health? This is the quote from the doctors. Talk about this in a second. The mind diet emphasizes food with anti-inflammatory properties.
Hallelujah.
Specifically, they say, omega-3 acids found in wild fatty fish and other healthy fats found in organic nuts and olive oil, and coconut oil, says Guevara, Dr. Guevara. And the antioxidants found in leafy greens, vegetables, berries, and olive oil help to fight free radicals and protect the brain from oxidative stress.
But you have to qualify. You have to qualify olive oil. Olive oil can't be supermarket olive oil.
No. It has to be certified organic and
first press virgin.
Yes.
First press virgin, cold pressed organic olive oil.
That's right.
If it isn't those three or four items,
forget it.
Don't get it, because have you ever heard of the mafia? The mafia has maintained control of the olive oil industry for hundreds of years. Okay, the mafia puts out polluted olive oil.
Right.
They break it down with other vegetable oils which are inflammatory.
Right.
So if you want the very best, you want really health brain building olive oil, it has to be virgin, first press, organic. Those three things listed on the label.
Right. And they go on to say, the bacteria in your gut, this is what they're saying about to be mind healthy, your microbiome produce chemical messengers that travel to your brain. Over the past 15 years, the gut-brain axis has become an active area of study. This is the quote from the doctors. Researchers are finding that a healthy balance of bacteria in your gut maintains better brain health.
Yep.
That's just what we were just talking about with the right digestive enzymes and the right hydrochloric acid, okay?
Preventing
the bad guys from growing there.
Right.
Avoiding processed foods and eating a whole organic food diet is good for your microbiome. And a healthy microbiome is essential for brain health, says Dr. Malone. Unhealthy bacteria have been linked to brain messengers that contribute to cognitive loss, that's brain function, Alzheimer's, and other brain conditions. I want you to read this, Ben, very important, because this is a point you have made so many times, and here's what the doctors are saying. The dangers of brain inflammation.
Okay.
Talk about that one. Dangers of brain inflammation.
Starts with sugar, refined carbohydrates.
Read it out, kid.
Okay. Word for word, folks, just like the doctor wrote it. Inflammation comes from the activation of the body's immune system to fight off an infection or a toxin. For instance, glial cells, a type of immune cell, attack and break down harmful substances that have entered the brain. That's great if there's a harmful substance around. But immune cells can be tricked into activating when there is no harmful substance, explains Dr. Carmichael. Activated glia can attack neurons and break them down when there is really no good reason to do so. Anti-inflammatory drugs help to tamp down on this counterproductive activity. But inflammation has been linked to the abnormal protein plaques and the tangles that occur in Alzheimer's disease. Let me say that one more
time.
Yes,
very, very, very important.
Inflammation. Where does that come from? Refined carbohydrates and sugars? Uh-huh. Inflammation has been linked to the abnormal protein plaques and the tangles that occur in Alzheimer's disease. The most potent anti-inflammatory fatty acid for your brain is called DHA.
DHA. Talk about that.
The DHA is an acronym for docosahexaenoic acid.
I'm glad you said that, and I didn't have to say it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gary. Dennis gets to say
you
that.
You should eat more sardines.
I have lots of my super pure omega-3 fish oil, or I couldn't do this show.
That a girl.
All right. And acetyl-L-carnitine and phosphatidylserine.
And DHA comes from small fish, explains Dr. Malone.
But it's highly concentrated in the fatty acid, in the good one. Yeah.
Yeah. And the doctor here is talking about Dr. Malone, and the omega-3s have a wonderful effect as a blood thinner, which may increase blood flow to the brain. Make you a bleeder, but without the lubrication of the omega-3 fish oils, says Julian Whitaker,
yes.
Right.
Dr. Whitaker. A lube job for the platelets.
There you go, baby.
I love that one.
The human brain, says the doctor, is made up mostly of fats, lipids, and omega-3 fatty acids play the important role in our brain structure and the function of the brain and the neurodevelopment, both prenatal and early postnatal. Prenatal. Did you get this?
Of course.
Prenatal.
That's development of the child's brain.
Before birth.
We knew that way back. Go ahead.
Creation of the brain. Super pure omega-3 fish oils for babies developing brain. Let me go back to the article. The human brain is made up mostly of fats, lipids, and omega-3 fatty acids play the important role in our brain structure and function. Neurodevelopment, both prenatal and early postnatal, in cognitive function and neuroprotection. Our bodies can't make these healthy fatty acids, so we need to get them in our diet.
Yeah.
Okay? Do you get them from Atlantic salmon?
No.
Why not? Because Atlantic salmon have never seen an ocean. The Atlantic salmon species has been captured and grazed in ponds. And they feed them all the grains and all the same stuff they feed normal chickens and pigs, and full of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides.
And hormones.
Okay.
Okay. So, going along with what they were saying right there, Dan, this is just so important, what you just brought up, that and why you had Healthy One designed by the top specialist the way you did. And here's Dr. Mercola, MD, and just reporting on clinical trials. He does a report on the clinical trials, how B vitamins improve brain health, cognition, psychiatric problems, and all mood disorders.
And Healthy One is high in B vitamins.
Right, and he says research shows that these B vitamins significantly reduce symptoms associated with all mental illnesses, including schizophrenia, much better than any drug treatment. Other B vitamin deficiencies produce symptoms of psychiatric disorders and mood disorders and play a role in cognitive decline and dementia when there's low B vitamins. And the B vitamins help prevent cognitive decline and serious dementia such as Alzheimer's disease. Now, he goes on and he says, well established that healthy good fats such as omega-3s, especially DHA and EPA, are vitally important for your brain health, but other nutrients and B vitamins are essential for cognition and the prevention of neurological disease and mental disorders. You know, and he says it's terrible how psychiatry relies on drugs with all their serious side effects. But he's making the point on the clinical trials on the B vitamins and what they do for the health of your gut and reduce psychiatric conditions. Research shows, he says, and he quotes the trials, he's a whole line, B vitamins significantly reduce symptoms associated with schizophrenia, as noted by the journal Psychological Medicine and lead author, Dr. Joseph Firth. And here's the clinical trials of vitamin mineral supplements for schizophrenia. B vitamins actually effectively improve outcomes for all patients.
So when they talk about B vitamins, folks, they're not talking about 1.1 milligrams.
That's exactly what
they're
I want to
do. They're not talking about 0.5 milligrams. They're talking about, as so many holistic physicians say, hey, it's in the dosage. If you're getting 1.1 milligrams of a B vitamin, it may be the recommended daily allowance set by the government bureaucrats, but it ain't health. It ain't building new bodies and new brains and new hearts. It's satisfying the government bureaucracy. So what holistic physicians recommend is take an optimal amount of nutrients. Why optimal? Because you don't perform at a minimal level of performance.
Right.
You perform at an optimal level, whatever you're doing. Whatever the task at hand is, you're giving your best that you can give at the moment.
Right. And, you know, that's exactly why Healthy One, when we just did the two green capsules a day, not only have all the green foods, the wonderful supportive nutrients for all the glands, but very high B vitamins with a terrific price and the natural vegetarian digestive enzymes to make sure you assimilate.
That's
that
it, baby.
Combination. We get lines of people saying, I made all the difference in the world at a terrific price. And that's Healthy One, the multiple. And even as Dr. McCullough is saying right here, it affects so tremendously on a wide range of mood disorders, neurological, psychiatric conditions. A deficiency of B vitamins can lead to depression, cognitive impairment, and even dementia. All of these things that he's talking about with a higher thing, and people don't realize that, and they have to just be aware, like you said, not 1 or 2 milligrams, but high potency, which is included in the multiple Healthy One.
Because you don't give the minimum requirement of whatever is required in your life. You're always at an optimal level. You're giving your optimal amount. And that's what's so great about the Healthy One. It gives you the optimal dosages to satisfy the nutrient requirements that meet your tasks during the day.
And yeah, and speaking about meeting tasks during the day, you please remember that every Wednesday from 10 a.m., from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., our new juice director, Nora, will be giving you fabulous samples of our fresh, organic, nourishing juices and smoothies. Our juices are full of organic ingredients and give you the energy to get through your day, yes, but also it's an uplift and delicious. You can also sample our delicious smoothies every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're delicious, nutritious, and great for you. And you can look. All kinds of our dear friends love to ask her questions and all, saying, this is so wonderful. How do you do it? And she gives you marvelous information. So all of that is available at Alive and Well. And Alive and Well is there for you. Remember that. Alive and Well is here. And again, let's start by remind you, we're not doctors, Dennis and Mona. We don't, and we don't put people on or off medications, doctor's area. And we don't ever charge anything. We are strictly educators. Like we've been educated about, doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. So if you want to sit and talk with Dennis or with Mona, great. One-on-one, no charge. But make an appointment, 877-4950. Make an appointment so that we're not doing something else or with someone else, okay? Make 877-4950 for any one of our massive services. Even if you want to have loads of great takeout or have everything ready for you at the Broth Cafe, anything, call, but also call to make an appointment with Dennis or Mona. We are there for you. All of our services are there for you, and we can mail, ship, do anything you like. We are 100% there for you. Fanatic Organics, there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is alive and well.
In Kahului.
Aloha.